This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The tallest skyscraper in the U.S. is being sold. The owners of the Sears Tower say they've found a buyer for the building that's defined Chicago's skyline for three decades. The buyers and the sales price have not been disclosed, but published reports say the price is better than expected for a building that not long ago was considered a possible terrorist target. NPR's David Shaper has more on the story.
There's nothing like an incredible view to boost the sale price, and there's no other view quite like this.
Wow. Look how far down it is.
The Sears Tower looms 110 stories above downtown Chicago. On this early spring day, dozens of visitors to the sky deck squeeze along the railing to look out of the floor-to-ceiling windows, including 10-year-old Dalton Loy, who's here on spring break from Fort Worth, Texas.
I think that it is extremely cool to be this high up. It's like being in a helicopter or something.
But along with its extraordinary views, this famous building has been saddled with fears of terrorism in recent years. Immediately after the attacks on the World Trade Center towers on September 11th, many thought the Sears Tower might be next, and security was beefed up like never before. Management has struggled to retain tenants. One of the largest, securities firm Goldman Sachs, has announced plans to move out even before its lease expires. And building appraisals have fluctuated wildly, from a high of more than $900 million before September 11th to possibly less than $800 million shortly after. Standing on the sky deck, Stephen Bedorek, vice president of Trizic Properties, which manages the building, says the Sears Tower's future is considerably brighter now.
We've moved beyond that with a great security program, reassuring our tenants about the safety of the building and the unique construction of it. And things are very upbeat now.
Bedorek says with concrete barriers surrounding it, metal detectors at every entrance, and other measures, it's the most secure commercial office building in the country. And he says with several new and renewing tenants, the Sears Tower's occupancy rate is nearly 90%, higher than many other large office buildings in downtown Chicago. Insurance company MetLife owns the Sears Tower and reportedly is selling it to a New York investment group. And the selling price, pegged in published reports to be around $835 to $840 million, is raising some eyebrows. Albie Galoon covers the commercial real estate market for Crain's Chicago Business.
I think it shows that the Sears Tower has really stabilized as an asset. So, you know, perhaps the some of these concerns about terrorism may have been overblown.
The sale of the Sears Tower is expected to close sometime in the next few months, earning MetLife an estimated after-tax profit of $90 million. Not bad, considering the company only took control of the building last summer. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.